CliffCentral.com. Sia, you had an interesting weekend, and there's some audio to back up such a statement.
In many different ways, yes.
Should we play this first and then you kind of describe what's going on, or do you want to...
Okay, let me set the scene a bit. Yeah. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were speaking about the idea of secret sexing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we emphasized why the need to secret sex is important.
Yeah, and it was fair enough and we all agreed.
Absolutely. But if you needed more backing up, this is why you secret sex. That's it.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, what is that?
That is a beast of note. So there was minding my own business this weekend.
Yeah.
I had a little manny man for some adult time.
Yeah, yeah.
And after adult time was over, I roll over and I'm like, what is this horrible, disgusting noise? And I found out that he's like this, like, snorer of note.
Oh, no.
Now, is it too superficial?
No, it's not. No, it is not. It's not.
That I've just dropped him.
Go ahead and finish your question.
No, that I've just dropped him like a sack of hot potatoes. I'm just, like, done with this situation now.
Nope. That's not superficial at all. I mean, you need your beauty sleep. You need to rest. How are you supposed to do that with some snoring beast next to you?
Oh,
yeah, that's got to be one of the worst sounds in the whole world, huh?
But it's like a deep guttural... Oh. Like, I think the clip that I even got did not do it justice.
No, so it didn't, but I get what you're saying.
You know, after 2 seconds, you know, we were done. Then I'm like, okay, cool. Time
after
to sleep.
2 seconds?
Well, no,
somebody,
I mean...
Somebody's
okay,
pretty good in this equation
mind.
Here.
Okay. Oh, no, everything is done. Okay, time to sleep. And, you know, sleep. And he slept very quickly.
Snorers always do. This is the irony of
that's
it, right?
That's what I don't
snorers
like.
Snorers have
exactly.
The best sleep.
So now I couldn't sleep afterwards. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe he just, you know, is in an odd position. You know, maybe it's like his neck or something that's causing the snoring. So I do the odd and awkward thing. Like,
yeah, it's like you try to push him a bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go for a bit
to
of
get
push.
Them awake. And then he shuffles over, he turns over, and the snoring still continues. Yeah. I shit you not, by like 1 a.m, I was like, well, this is not helping at all.
Was he a bit chunky here?
You see, I don't call it chunky. I call it a bit of like chubwobs, which okay. Is like a cute, like a little, you know, right. You little touch the little belly and there's like...
A bit of a winter coat going on, okay.
Yeah, it's a little nice fluff situation. 1 a.m, I just rather opted to go and like catch up on movies, so...
Was he of an older age, a more mature age?
No. Okay. So still in my
just
bracket.
Just trying to work it out, because if you're kind of slightly overweight or slightly older, this is like snore country, right?
Well, it is like... After 25, so like 26, 27. No, that's still not an excuse. But granted, just because of that, that's sole reason. Yeah, so like by stop watching movies at like 3 a.m, trying to go back to bed, that didn't work. So by like something to 6 a.m, I was like, hey buddy, I need to go, so you also need to leave my place.
Yeah.
So, kicked him right out, and then I actually went back to getting proper sleep.
Which you're entitled to, which you deserve.
Not even entitled to, I have to. It's like a prerequisite. Yeah, so
you kind of have to get some sleep.
Yeah, I haven't responded to any messages or calls. Not exactly adult.
No, it is. I just think that like when you snore, you got to get your shit together at some stage when you're an adult, right?
And you need to, yeah.
Just like, in life in general. And if you snore, I don't think, like, if you had said to him, so, you know you snore, right? I guarantee everything in the world, they'd probably go, yeah, casual, because snorers are also very selfish people.
Well, they're not, a lot of them aren't even aware that they...
I disagree. I reckon all snorers
know. I think
this
one, you have to be aware.
No.
How does this, like...
No, but
it's not the first time they've probably shared a room with someone.
Yes, but what I'm saying
in
is...
In an adult sense, as Sia said.
What I'm saying is because they are essentially comatose in their deep sleep, they are not aware of how loud and disruptive that they become.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Somebody must have told them or suggested it or intimated that maybe they don't sleep too quietly. Every snorer does know. Trust me. Every time I've encountered a snorer, when I used to have a job, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Huh?
Every time you've encountered a snorer, like women
No. Oh. Hear me out.
Wait, do women not snore?
I don't know.
I think women snore.
Anyway, can we stick to my story?
Well, Ben. No, Ben. No,
can we stick to my story?
No,
we have 2 points to get
Ben,
to there, but
you,
carry on.
Ben, have you dated a snoring woman, Ben, is what I'm now asking you.
I've encountered a snoring woman once. It was a long time ago, and it may have been a similar story to Sia's. But can we get back to my original story, right?
Oh, we have to get back.
This whole thing about snorers. So back when I used to have a job, I used to have to go on these stupid wanky work conferences where you have to like share a room with someone who's, let's just say, barely your friend.
Yeah.
Ugh. And it was always like, it was the worst. Actually, the worst ever was Gobani Bobo, and I will out him here.
You just named it. Yes.
I'll out him here, okay?
Oh, he does look like a snorer.
So we went to that FIFA World Cup in Brazil, and I shared a room with him. He didn't snore. He was a jackhammer. It was like there was construction happening in the room.
Oh.
And, but he was completely out. I mean, if there was a camera in the hotel room, I would have been arrested for abuse. I was hitting him with things. I was pushing and prodding him. I mean, and he would not. Okay, look, he drank a lot on that trip as well, but he was the worst snorer
ever.
And when I said to him, just like all the people I shared these rooms with, I said, like, you realize you snore quite a lot, right? I've had no sleep. I'm cranky. I will say things.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah.
It's that attitude that, like, that kills me. Yeah.
Also, I feel like we enable snorers to a degree, because a lot of the time when you're in bed with a snorer, the likelihood is that you are the one who's going to get up and go try and sleep on the couch.
Why or do like, we do that?
I don't know. It's BS. What you need to do is to kick him or just push him. You need to push them with
right
your feet
off the bed,
so that they roll out and slam on the floor, and then they wake up startled, like, what happened? And you say, well, you are going to go sleep on the couch now, because I can't get any sleep with you in this room.
See, my problem, that's why I've rather opted to not do the explanation or the call or the message. And I know it's horrible,
but
I feel bad. Like, what do you say? Sorry, you're, like, so inconsiderate, and with your snoring, like, I...
Sounds fair to me.
It's like the least sexiest thing, but what's that little thing that you like put on top to help you?
If you've got to wear a Hannibal Lecter mask.
I would rather that.
Or, you know, it could just
be
a retainer.
We can be creative with the little nostril thingy, you know.
Go and see someone about it. That's the whole thing here, right? If there's something strange or funky about you, you can get it sorted out. It's 2017. We'll all be okay as humans.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very grateful. I think the biggest snorer in my house is Meowsers.
Oh, wow.
See, but that's like a cute purr situation.
It is
why you
cute.
Look over
she
it.
She has
yeah.
this little, like, every now and again, she is, out of the three of us, she's probably the loudest when it comes to her slumber sounds.
But I have to say, girls do snore.
Look, everyone,
I have sisters.
Everyone's got the breathing apparatus, which means that you're capable of a snore.
It's like all in the nose or all in the throat. This one was all in the belly of the beast. So, deuces, brother man.
CliffCentral.com